All right, I'm ready when you are.
Well, I'm ready when you are. Hey, you got any coffee over here, man? I need some coffee. I'm about to pass out over here, man. It's getting late.
Well, Buford, it's too late to have. You can't have coffee this late at night.
Why not?
Because you'll be awake forever. You'll be awake all night, and you won't get any sleep, and it affects your
pattern. Is that why I stayed up all night last night?
Probably. It affects your sleeping patterns. You know that, right?
No. Didn't know that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it, like, gave you a little boost of energy or something.
Yeah, but it messes with your whole rhythm.
I couldn't sleep last night at all, man. I was up watching them, infomercials, you know.
Yeah, the late night stuff.
3 o'clock in the morning, man, ordering the Norelco battery saver thing, man. You put it on the back of your closet and you put all your batteries in.
You didn't order anything, did you?
I might have.
Did you or didn't you?
Well, you know what? You can never have too many Chia Pets.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than the flavor of a spoiled pecan.
It's better
than knowing you'd succeeded if you'd had a plan.
It's better
than when your urologist names Suzanne.
It's better
than a certain operation.
Ma'am, you said this wouldn't hurt.
You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
This is wrong. That's wrong, man.
I know some proctologist jokes.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
I can't share them.
Ixnay on the proctologies, eh?
Blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, we have an addition to the Squirrel Bushy Tail Awards. We completely left off an entire category, in which we get 3 Bushy Tail Awards go out. Go ahead.
Thrice
Bushy Tail Awards.
We have Ruth Ann for doing our devotionals.
Yes.
And we have Gracie for updating the blog.
Doing our synopsis. And Brian Bridges, of course, for being our genius music person that creates... I mean, we're the only podcast. You know what? We are so special. We are so special.
We are blessed, yes.
We are blessed. We're the only podcast. First of all, we're the only daily comedy podcast. We're that lasts over 10 minutes a day. Yeah. We're the only Christian daily podcast that lasts over 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're the only Christian comedy daily podcast that lasts over 10 minutes. And we're the only podcast on the planet with a different song. We have a song with different lyrics every stinking show.
Take that.
Take that, you other podcasters. You people with 100,000 people. We don't want 100,000 listeners. You know why? Because there's not 100,000 good listeners out there. We only want the ones we got. And maybe 12 more. But I'm just saying we got the best of the best.
Maybe 12 more.
There's 12 more. I know of 12 people personally that I'd like to listen to the show.
So don't now?
No.
Oh. Give me their names.
And addresses. Seriously, if you do know somebody that you think would like to listen to our show, please send their phone number to us at Two Blind Squirrels, and we'll be sure to give them a call.
But no, give them a copy of our... files.
Sure, just burn them to a CD and give them to them. We don't mind.
Yeah, man.
This is not copyrighted material.
Yeah, well, it's copyrighted, but we don't care.
It is?
Well, it's what I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Give it away. We don't care.
No, this is a ministry.
Yeah.
Just go right ahead.
Copyrighted material,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, it's right out of our keister.
Copyrighted out of our keister. All right, so there you have it. 3, we want to get that. I'm going to make sure we do that and appreciate our peoples who do so much for the show directly involved in the production of the show.
And
would not be the same show without those 2 people.
Said production of said show.
Yes. Said production of said show that we just said a minute ago.
It is good. Hey. I like that. That's good.
Clip that out and use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Okay.
What do we have?
It's called a pinch of incense.
What?
A pinch of incense. Back in the day, right?
Yesterday?
No, back in the day, back in the early church, there was a Caesar, a Roman emperor that ruled the pretty much the known world there.
The salad guy?
No, not Caesar. Caesar, that was a pizza guy.
Huh?
Pizza.
No, I said the salad.
Pizza.
Salad guy.
Pizza.
What?
Pizza. Caesar.
Okay.
So, anyway, he ruled the world, and there was a little trivial. It was trivial to most people.
The whole world?
Yeah, pretty much. And there was a little trivia thing that you had to do. You had to go into your local, well, I don't know, tax collector office. I don't know what it was, temple. I don't know what it was. But you had to go into this little place, and there would be a Roman official there. And you had to take a little pinch of incense, and you had to put it down, and you had to burn it, and then you set it on fire, basically. And in doing so, you had to say a phrase, which basically said, Caesar is Lord. And there was a lot of these people lined up. The guy would come to town once, you know, over a month or so, and everybody would line up that hadn't done it yet. They'd line up, and they'd walk by. Oh, the line's short. I'll go get it right now. Oh, I'll get this taken care of. It's like registering your car, right? Okay. You got to do it once a year. You got to go in. You got to burn up incense. It says, Caesar is Lord, and then you can leave. And then you get a piece of paper. And that piece of paper says, and you get your name on the list. And that piece of paper says, hey, you did this. And as long as you did that, then you could do business in that town.
Okay.
And it was something that was required. It was compulsory. And it was just no big deal to almost everybody.
Like insurance for your business.
Oh, sure. Without this little piece of paper, you couldn't do business. Because they wanted to see your allegiance to Rome, right?
Okay. We kind of have that today, yeah.
A little bit. That's what we're going to talk about. But the Christians, right?
Okay.
Had a problem.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't say Caesar is Lord because Caesar wasn't Lord.
Right.
Jesus is Lord.
Right.
So they had an issue. They couldn't go burn the stuff. And some of them got killed. Some of them got burned at the stake because they wouldn't do this thing. And everybody thought they were stupid. So it's like you're voluntarily burning yourself at the stake. You don't have to burn. I mean, down to the last minute, they're like, okay, we really are going to put this fire into the bush underneath your feet. All you got to do is sign this piece of paper. I mean, all you got to do is just say these four words and – I mean, you know, it's up to you, dude. Nope. Huh. Put the fire on. I'm not doing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, so it's crazy. So that's what happened in that first century. But they took a stand and they did what they felt was right. And they had that much of a conviction for the Lord. My question to us today.
Yes.
Is what is our pinch of incense? What is it? It's not that big a deal. It's just a pinch. It's just this one little thing that rubs your conscience that says, you know what? If I was a really good Christian, I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like that little pinch of incense that the world requires of you that you don't want to do. And to me, it's tolerance. I mean, that's not something that it's to me, people saying you have to be tolerant of other religions. You have to be tolerant of other people's ideas and other people's thoughts about religion and all this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. No, I don't. No, there's only one way. And it's my responsibility. In fact, I've been commanded to tell you the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't accept it, that's fine. I got no issue with you. But I'm just telling you. I got to tell you, there's one way. And so it's that whole tolerance PC, you know, being at work. When can I say something? When I can't say something? It's that little pitch of incense that's, you know, just like, and you can smell it. It's like, I didn't say anything. Yeah, you know, I can smell the incense burning because there was an opportunity to say something.
Right.
And I didn't say it because I didn't want to get into it or I didn't want to, you know, or it didn't seem appropriate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do because there's this whole, we just went through Christmas and stuff and there's this whole. Seemed like there was
holiday tree.
Well, it just seemed like there was this whole
happy holidays.
I mean, you went to your brother's wedding and
yes,
and what was it?
The lady said, "Can I say Merry Christmas?"
Yeah,
she says, "Is it okay to say Merry Christmas here?" And I was like, "Yeah, this is America."
Say Merry Christmas.
You know. Say Merry Christmas here. It's America.
You pretty much, Supreme Court says you can pretty much say whatever you want. Except for fire or something, you know. Something that hurts somebody.
Except for the word Jesus Christ in school. Other than that, you're good.
Yeah. So
unless you're cursing, then you can say it.
Great. So, yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's to the point where it's silly. And I think it bleeds over into other conversations. Like, I had a conversation with a coworker here recently, and she'd asked her some advice, and I gave her advice, and then at some point I was at that point where I was like, okay, I've got to. The next words that need to come out of my mouth are not for me.
Oh yeah,
they're not my words, but I've got to say them. And if I don't say them right now, I mean it's just wrong,
right,
for me not to say them right now.
You're gonna smell incense.
And I told him I said gee, what you need to do is go to church, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said it in a way that was like, you know, and let me tell you why. Okay, and here's what you will experience, what it will do for you, and how it will help you, you know? Mm-hmm. And but it was one of those moments where it was like, any number of things could have kept me from saying it, you know, in the workplace, or, you know, I don't want to come off as a certain way, or whatever it is, but it was something that needed to be said, it had to be said. You know, and since that time, this person has said, you know, since we had our conversation the other day, multiple people have said to me, maybe you need to pray about it. Maybe you need to go to church. Maybe you need to whatever. And she's heard it multiple times.
Holy Spirit's beating up on her.
Yeah. I would hate to think that was something that needed to be said to her that didn't.
Didn't get said
because I didn't want to.
You just pinched the incense.
Yeah,
you didn't want to do that.
Yeah, it's very simple though.
Very simple.
I mean, it was one conversation out of a whole day of conversations.
So I got another one.
Yeah.
Are we done with that one?
Yes, please go ahead.
Take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off.
I got my shoes off.
Like, me too. Why do you have your shoes on?
Because my feet were hot.
Sure, and you're in my house, and you're comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off. What do your shoes say? What are your shoes about? Your shoes are about going somewhere and doing something, right? Your shoes are all about you.
Separate me from sharp rocks.
Exactly. It's all about you.
Yeah.
It's all about you going somewhere, doing something. You got the dust of the day's work on your feet.
Yeah.
You got the weight of your entire being on your feet.
Uh-huh.
Your shoes are all about you.
I never thought about it like that. Weight of your entire being.
Take your shoes off because you're standing on holy ground. The Lord said to Moses on the mountain, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. And what did he mean by that? He meant, this ain't about you.
Hmm.
He meant, I don't want your excuses. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off. Leave them over there.
Right.
And so I, you know, and now since we have Christ, we are on holy ground all the time. I mean, I'm not saying we need to walk around barefooted. I'm saying spiritually we do.
Mm-hmm.
We need to circumcise our hearts and we need to walk around barefooted spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that says, hey, I'm on holy ground here. I'm not, you know, I'm not walking on my own accord or going my own direction, going my own way. We're supposed to walk in the Spirit. And you can't walk in the Spirit with your shoes on. That's just that's blasphemy.
I like that. What else?
That's it.
Oh,
that's two good things. I'm out.
Well,
it's Friday.
I'm sure
it's almost New Year's.
I'm sure it'd be one of those things where I come back later with a I should have said.
Yeah,
because I know that there are things that I know there are just things that just sort of it's just a little thing. It's just a little thing.
No, the incense thing.
No, yeah, it's just a little thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But you tolerate that little sin in your life. You burn that little piece of incense. And, you know, it's just not good.
And it's not always... I don't think it's always cut and dry. I don't think it's always there's a lot of, you know, stereotypical kind of answers that we could have for things, right? I mean, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's, maybe in a circle where people say, you know, they tell jokes that aren't, you know, they're not positive jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
you just listen to them. Are you laughing kind of?
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, that's it. That do the little laughing. But you know what?
I don't want to be rude.
But you gotta stand up. You know? And if nothing else, just don't make a face. And then they're going to see that you didn't participate in the face.
Sure.
You know? But I don't know. There's a bunch of little things like that. But they seem so trivial. But they do add up. Because people are watching.
Oh, yeah.
People are watching.
People are looking.
So, anyway. Get some clips.
One more for Ruth Ann. I think before you listen to this one, I think this was Brian Bridges.
Hey there, this is Brian Bridges.
Yeah, that we've already listened to that one. So let's just hear the last one from Ruth Ann, and we'll bid you a fair year, a fair 2007. This is the last podcast for this year.
Isn't it?
No, well, there's one on Monday. I'm sorry. Oh. I keep forgetting. It's like... So complicated.
Buenos dias, all. Bonita here with yet another prophecy and an amazing one to me. The same mountain where the Lord tested Abraham in the sacrifice of Isaac would be the place where Messiah would be killed. Prophecy. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Genesis 22:14. Fulfillment. And when they were come to that place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors on the one on the right hand and the other on the left. Luke 23:33. I am sure that many of you knew this already, and I probably did somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind. But seeing it like this has truly hit me between the eyes. Can you imagine the same place that Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son that he had waited so long for, is the same place where our dear Lord died for us? The ultimate lamb and sacrifice. Amazing. May the Lord bless you and keep you all this day. Now back to the nut-filled desks of Brad and Chaz Ardia.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm saying. All right. It's been a long week. My voice is just about done.
Yeah. I'm,
it's raw. It's.
I'm going to fall asleep in my soup.
It's. Yep. Just about gone.
All right. Well, let's
tomorrow, I'm not going to say anything.
Let's head out of here then.
All right. If you're sure.
I am.
Sure you turn the lights out when you leave.
All right. I will. Good time. Speaking of lights, I got to take down the Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year. It's time to take stuff down, box stuff up, put stuff away. It's kind of sad, isn't it? Isn't it kind of sad?
I guess. It
feels a little stale.
Well, you're just not organizing your stuff properly.
What do you mean?
You gotta take joy in organizing the lights and putting them away and labeling the boxes. And
you and Faith are weird.
What?
She's that kind of person. She takes joy in organizing.
That way you can enjoy it next year when you open
it. I take joy in my chaos. I like chaos.
No.
I like a little chaos here and a little chaos there. I like a little chaos on my pepper. I like a little chaos in my soup. I like a little chaos in my truck. I like a little chaos on my wheels. I like chaos.
Chaos on your wheels?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. It didn't have to. It's chaos. Bye, Ostodius, everybody.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.